Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Happy Sunday. How are you all doing? I hope everybody is doing okay. I hope everybody has been able to get a little bit of peace of mind at some point today or this week. I am going to start off bringing us all in a moment before I even go into the whole gratitude thing. I want to make sure we are all present. As always, we will be in the same space, but we will experience this differently as an individual. So if you are in a position where you are able to relax for a few moments, we're going to do a brief breathing exercise, again, and this to make sure we are all in the same moment, which is in the present, in the now. So relax for me if you're sitting or laying down or are in a position where you can relax for a moment. I would like for you to relax your facial muscles. Relax your cheekbones. Let yourself feel your body feeling whatever object it is that you're resting on at this moment. We are going to inhale to the count of four. We're going to hold this to the count of three. And we're going to exhale to the count of four. We're going to do this three times. Let's begin. Inhale some nice, deep cleansing oxygen to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. Exhale to the count of four. Second time, inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. And exhale to the count of four. One last time, one nice deep cleansing inhale. Inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. Exhale a nice, long, deep exhale to the count of four. Nice, beautiful. Thank you for trusting me with your space. Welcome to the now. You are listening to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. I can't tell you how elated I am about the guest that I have with us today. I'm so excited. Gratitude for welcoming into your space, welcoming me into your space. Gratitude for allowing me to share this intentional conversation with you. I am ever so grateful. If you cannot tell, I am cheesing from ear to ear right now because today has literally been a day that I have dreamed about for so long. And it's just little simple things. Little simple things that I've posted about, simple things that I have written about, simple things that I have told people about that have just been coming to fruition. So I just got off a couple of conference calls. So when I tell you that I am overflowing with gratitude, and as we were doing the breathing meditation, it just made me smile deeper because whenever I come out and do that, I come out here and sit on my sister's patio just about every day for a moment and let when the sun is out and I let myself bathe in the sunshine for a little bit. You all know how I am about my sunshine. So I had a couple of conference calls this morning, and it is in reference to the whole van life thing. And you all, if you follow me, if you've heard me talk about anything for more than 10 minutes, you've heard me mention about wanting a van. So the call that we had this morning was just me showing more gratitude and being more active in something that came to fruition, something that I haphazardly mentioned in several conversations, something that I had started saying literally probably about 3 years ago. And I got a couple of stares, but it's okay. I'm used to that. I'm used to having those stares. I'm used to having, you know, girl, what? That's been said to me all my life. So, nothing more. But I found a community that shares so many of the ideas that I have. And what I'm coming to realize is I shared a post the other day, and it was pretty much saying, understand, you know, make your own lane, make your way into what it is that you want to be doing. I am such a unique individual, and there's so many different things about me that I want to share. It's just I really would look all over the place to someone, and I can't explain that to you. Just understand that I'm happy as all shit, especially with the meeting that we had this morning, that I had this morning. So when I did my gratitude prayer this morning that was included, just overflowing with gratitude with the way that things are flowing. Are they flowing in a perfect pattern? No. Are they flowing exactly how I thought and envisioned these things to go? No. Not at all. But are they flowing? August, I'm in the midst of being able to go back and forth as I please. I am willing this. This is going to happen. And I'm just elated. So when I do that meditation, my meditation in the morning, and when I do my guided meditation in the sound healing group, you can't give from an empty cup. And what makes me happy is being able to share when I'm overflowing. And at this moment, I'm overflowing with gratitude. So that's something that I'm going to preach. That's something that I'm going to tell you all to make sure that you're practicing. That's something that I'm definitely going to mention anytime I feel like I have a platform to mention that. And because I am overflowing with gratitude, things have been spinning and spinning and spinning and going. And I've had me financially not being ready for things, but guess what? Your girl has learned, she has lived, and she has had her white meat busted and shown. And you all know that that's how I learn my lessons. So the things that are coming from Just Choose You are amazing. The platforms that I have been provided to not only share my purpose, but provide a space for other people to share their purposes, to share their products. And it's people that look like me. It's people that look like other people. You know, it's I am about getting your purpose out. I am about providing that platform. I am about collaborating. I am about sharing and being as what? Dope as possible, distributing only positive energy. So that is what Just Choose You is about. This individual that I have with you all, that I have with me today, is an individual that I had the honor of meeting. Again, through the internet, over social media. But when I tell you I have watched her do some transformations and do some growing and do some confirmations, and this is a beautiful being that I am elated that I have had the ability to speak with, following her on Instagram or social media, but being in her presence and being in one of her sessions and taking part of one of her circles, and it was amazing. There were souls there that there is no way in the world that my little introverted self would have met. So I am ever so grateful for the connections that I have been making. I've made in Arizona. Chicago is forever my home, but Arizona will always be my base because of the connections that I made there and because of the feeling it is that I have when I'm in those mountains. I love those mountains, and you all know I'm such an earthy person. So, Miss Mo, of the creator and manifester of Benevolent Whispers, this is an amazing individual, and I am so grateful that she took some time out of her day to have this intentional conversation with me. Let me see. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. My phone is very slow, and it took a minute to connect. You are now unmuted now, Miss Mo. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Again, thank you so much for allowing me the space in your day.
Thank you for having me present. Like, I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, yep, I'm doing a meditation. I'm like, okay, I feel great, even better. So, thank you for having me, really.
I am always the first thing I'm asking my guests, as always, outside of the three questions that I send. My whole Just Choose You thing, I don't care what it is that your business is, at some point you sat down and were like, you know what, I need to just choose me, whatever way it is that you came about that. Mm-hmm. What is Benevolent Whispers? Who is Mo? What made Mo say, you know what, let me do Mo?
I got to this point, you know, when I came back up here, I had to hold myself accountable. And I said, you left here for a reason. You found a part of you. Recognize what that is and really dive in. And that was with my card readings and being a medium. I was like, that's a part of you that you need to accept, because a lot of people around you then look at you and say, oh, yeah, you should be a medium. They looked at you and said, you should be a stylist or artist or something like that. So you went with it. No, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. So I said, well, let me create a name that embodies mostly of how I want to get that message across. I want it to be kind. I want it to be honest as well, as far as where those messages come from. So that's how Benevolent Whispers started. It was more about me understanding and appreciating myself and validating myself within the gift that I have.
Amazing. I love it. That's one of the
thank you
main reasons that I am so pro journaling. I am so pro having those honest, raw, nasty conversations with yourself. So you can know,
mm-hmm.
you know what, just because that person thinks I'm really good at this, I am really good at this, but this is what I should be doing over here. So
This makes my heart throb.
Man, I can so empathize with that and relate with that and understand how just certain people may look at that like, I thought you were going to do, yeah, I am, but I want to do this more.
Yeah,
and
like
once you
have
make
to give
it,
each other space to explore.
Yes, yes. And once you explore that and you see how different things start aligning, once you give yourself that freedom and that permission to do so, it's amazing. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that we can come to you for? Like what can Mo assist?
I'm finding that what I get mostly out of people that come to me, they kind of just want a sense of clarity or direction. So it's like, I'm in this space right now that's very unknown. What should I do? And that's when I do like the 6-card spread, where I really identify where they are now, what needs to be released, because sometimes movement isn't happening because we're holding on to something, and what we should put the focus more into. And that really helps them along the way. And I always tell them, give it 3 to 6 months. Even if it doesn't make sense right now, give it about 3 to 6 months, check back in with me. And a lot of times that's what it takes. That's
nice.
One of my services. Another one would be, now I'm starting to get more people that are coming to me because a lot of people are passing right now or have passed, and they're just, I really just want to know if they're still here. So I always say, don't tell me who the person is. I want to kind of like figure it out. And I always figure it out. It's just so, to me, it's kind of fun, but it's just like, it's nice to know that I can be that anchor for, you know, people who have passed.
Understandable. I can definitely relate to that. I have started terming going on that spiritual journey, that journey of self-awareness, just looking into yourself or anything, just as that, an adventure. Like, it's going to be scary as shit, but for the most part, it's fun. Like, it's fun to me to be able to feel someone's success and feel someone's sorrow. So I pretty much call it my double-edged sword. But it's fun to me to say it or not to say it. And then just to what I've learned within the past couple of months, if I don't always have to say it, I can just know, write it down, and just watch it come into fruition for this person, and understand that everybody doesn't have to hear it as long as you know it. And it's just fun for me to see it happen. I definitely can relate to that. I definitely can relate to that.
Yeah.
Where can we find you? Where can we follow you? Because, in all honesty, outside of, like I said in my post for her, you all, outside of getting you all to that spirituality, when I tell you all that this young lady here dresses, this young lady here does makeup, I've seen, like, photo shoots that she's done. So not only is she going to get you right with your spiritual side, if you all follow her, oh, you're going to learn some things, okay? So where can they find you? Where can they see you?
I definitely say, like, my Instagram is a go-to, Benevolent Whispers, but I do have a website for my services. It's benevolentwhispers.com. I will be branching off into, like, my creativity separately, and that's going to be in the future. Like, I'm working on it now, but I don't want to present it to everybody right now because happened before. No, it's okay. I was just addressing that to folks because I know they probably thought, like, maybe I put that whole thing down or whatever. And I just don't feel like doing clothes and stuff is my thing, like that fire. But I know that my style and my presence is, like, actually cool. So I'm like, I'm creating a separate thing for that. That's, you know.
Yes.
That's cool, but I love doing, like, I love meeting people and I love doing readings with people. And if you really are interested in that, I suggest that you just type in www.benevolentwhispers.com. It's all updated too. So if you have a question about a service or you want to see some client reviews, it's all up there.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Y'all got that, benevolentwhispers.com. Please follow her on Instagram. I love it. The things that she shares, you all know I'm all about promoting people that are about positivity, looking at things and being open-minded. We are so many different spaces of energy experience in this world, and it's just so disheartening to me that people try to throw us all in this box and, oh, you're supposed to be doing this or you're supposed to be doing that. So I'm all about people who are willing to step outside of that and embrace that and are willing to share that and share those gifts with other people. We never know what it is that we're doing for someone else. And it's always, it creeps us on us sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all for getting that word out and spreading anyone around who is able to provide that service to someone to get them some type of clarity. Especially, like you're saying, in this shifting that's taking space right now. So follow her, you all. get some of that knowledge, get some of those readings, understand, get some clarity.
Yeah, and you know, I got the community thing too, where we have the discussion group. If you want to be present and just sit in on one of those, it's free, it's virtual now. And even if you want to be interviewed for Spirit Talk, like, you know, there's so many things that I love bringing people together so they can share their story, because so many of us are out there and we think that there's nobody else like us that's going through what we're going through or feeling the way that we feel. But then you meet someone who probably didn't go through it exactly the same way, but they kind of went through a similar experience, and you get to hear how they got through it.
Nice. Can definitely relate to that. Everybody is going to experience things differently. That's how I start off my show. We're all going to be in the same space, but you are going to walk away with something different. Someone who listens to this tomorrow is going to walk away with a different experience. So definitely can empathize and relate to that. I have three questions that to me are interesting because, again, sometimes I have to be told, like, hey, you have to think about your audience. But these are questions that are telltale stories to me sometimes for people, because I'm a music person. I think music unites us. I think music allows us to share more things in common than differences. So although my spaces are always intentional, I always love for them to be casual. I want to get some fun in there. I want people to smile. I want people to have a good time. I want you to intentionally think about some things, but I want you to be relaxed about it and not so tensed out. So my first question, I'm a music buff. I'm a music person and I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most amazing thing in the world. So what three songs can tell your story, past, present, and future? If you're not into music, it can be a movie or books or anything of that nature.
Okay. I would say my past would be Cranes in the Sky. That defines the battle, the inner battle with myself and trying to find that out through otherworldly things. My present song is Rose in the Dark by Cleo Soul. Like, I love her whole album, but that one song just really hits me now because it's like you kind of got to let the story go. So that's my song now. And my future song, I don't really think I have a future song.
Okay.
I don't think
so. Can definitely understand that. So one thing that I've said this before, and I had to learn it in Arizona. Again, Chicago is always home, but I learned so many things in Arizona. One thing that I learned in Arizona is that I needed an immediate happy driving in Arizona's traffic. And an immediate happy is going to take you from... you know what? You don't have any bail money. You don't even know anybody here. Are you in the wrong? Are you going to get arrested for this? So an immediate happy is something that's going to take you back down to, you know what, stop. What part did you take in this? Calm down. Is it even that serious? Hey, stop. That is an immediate happy. And again, to me, it's an amazing playlist. I keep my phone loaded with music. It's an amazing playlist, and music can really take me to different spaces. So what would be an immediate happy for you?
So this one, I had a couple, because I'm like, it just depends where I'm at, but I love listening to nature sounds, meditation sounds. So I'll play that in the car, or I'll take a walk, like, to clear my head. Or I'll listen to a sermon. Like, I'm really into feeding my brain with thoughts that can keep me outside of, you know, the dark space. Meditation showers. I'll hop in the shower real quick, light a candle, turn on some meditation music, or I'll relax in my hammock.
Amazing. That is one of the quick, fast affirmation things that I write about in my journal. How easy it is for you to work a self-care, a self-love ritual into your regular, everyday, basic hygiene thing. As you get out of the shower, pretty much for the most part, you're going to moisturize your body. So you're going to be touching yourself. Mm-hmm. So as you're touching yourself, as you're putting your lotion on, as you're putting your shea butter on or your, you know, anything, whatever it is that you're using, so as you're coming in physical contact with yourself intentionally. So I'm elated that you mentioned the shower. And that's one of the things that I'm like, that's something that you can use that you do on a regular basis. It's not even something that you have to think about working into your schedule. So that is amazing.
Yeah, because that's what most people say. They're like, they feel like they have to, like it's a task when they try to take care of themselves or do self-care. I'm like, well, how about you just like put it into your everyday routine and then it won't even feel like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's easier said than done. It is, but you get up and take a shower pretty much every day, correct? Yeah. So, hey, there goes at least 7 minutes of your day for yourself.
Yep. It's just reprogramming your mind. You're just reprogramming your mind and holding yourself accountable to just that, because I would say a year now is more normal than it was in the beginning.
Definitely. 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 And then you'll trust and believe, you'll notice a difference in something. Some space in your life will be either managed better, you'll have more clarity on it, something is going to come from it. I can definitely say that that's been my experience. I'll say that. So,
yeah, that's true, though.
It's just the reprogramming, and I love it. It's people that are in that space and have that understanding. I support anyone that's about spreading positivity, but people that have that understanding, it's definitely not all that easy getting to that space, but now that you're there, it's like, let me help you. Let me show you some things and help you get to this space. So definitely understand that. Last question, again, because I feel like these things sometimes can tell a different story about people or give some people some in-depth things about people. It may or may not be late enough in the day to answer this question, but if not, it could have been yesterday. So, just what'd you have for lunch today?
I didn't have a full meal. I just had asparagus off the grill. So.
You said you had a smoothie
today. Asparagus off the grill.
Oh.
I was just like, okay.
Good. And, you know, I'm going to play this back for my sister because she was like, are you just going to just eat a plate of greens? Yes.
Yes.
Like nothing else? Yes.
It'd be like that.
I am so elated. I appreciate you. So much gratitude. Thank you from my soul again for allowing me these minutes of your space, of your energy, this energy exchange with me. You all follow my girl here, Benevolent Whispers, on Instagram. What was the website? Is it benevolentwhispers.com?
Yeah, benevolentwhispers.com.
Perfect. You all follow her. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Mo, for joining me for this intentional conversation. Ma'am, I hope the rest of your Sunday is what it is that you wanted it to be.
Thank you, my love. You enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for allowing me to be present.
You're more than welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Peace.
Thank you all for joining me. I hope you all, your week coming up is amazing. Love and light, peace and blessings. Learn you, love you, live you. Just choose you. I'll talk to you all next Sunday. Bye.